The Lord be with you. In John chapter 17, Jesus is preparing to leave his disciples. And today, Coulter is preparing to leave us. But before Jesus goes, and before he sends his disciples out into the ends of the world, Jesus prays for them. And so today, before we send Coulter out to the ends of the world, or at least to Montana, we will pray for him. And Jesus prays a prayer of protection over his disciples. And we could do the same thing. We could pray a prayer of protection for Coulter against all the dangers that he is likely to face in the world that is Montana. We could pray a prayer of protection against his raft capsizing, against his fishing line getting snagged, against bears. But here's the thing. When Jesus prays a prayer of protection for his disciples, most of his disciples go on to get stoned to death, crucified, or beheaded. So if Jesus is praying a prayer of protection against the dangers of this world, it's not a very effective prayer. Praise be to God, that's not what Jesus is doing. See, Jesus isn't praying to protect his disciples from the world. Quite the contrary. As the most famous verse in the Gospel of John says, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his Son. And the sending of Jesus culminates in Jesus' suffering and death at the hands of the world. And Jesus says that as the Father has sent him, so he is sending his disciples into the world for the sake of the world. For the sake of the world, because you see, the world is not as it is meant to be. In the beginning, God created the world and everything in it, and it says that God saw what God made and declared that it was good. But then an evil one showed up and said to humans, you know, God said it's all good, but maybe you should eat from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Maybe you should judge for yourself what is good and what is evil. And since you're judging for yourself, maybe you should judge yourself, and maybe you should judge the people around you and stop listening to God. And so the world fell into human judgment, and human judgment has led to division and to war. It has led through the squandering of God's good creation to poverty. It has led to isolation and despair. And so God sends Jesus into the world, and Jesus sends his disciples, and we send Coulter into the world for the sake of the world, to restore the world to God's good intention. But as Jesus says, when he sends his disciples into the world, he reminds them that though they are going into the world, that they are not of the world. They do not belong to the ways of the world. They belong to the ways of God. And so when Jesus prays a prayer of protection, the prayer is not to protect the disciples from the world. In fact, Jesus knows the ministry to which these disciples are called in the world requires that they be vulnerable to the world, that they be open to the world, that they be present to the pain of this world. No, when Jesus prays his prayer of protection over the disciples, he prays that God protect them from the evil one. Jesus prays that God protect the disciples from the one who has led this world astray. Because as Jesus sends his disciples into the world, he needs them to always remember not to judge each other or themselves the way that the world does, the way that the evil one wants us to do, which is by our own judgment, but instead that they might remember they are who God has said they are in Jesus, beloved children of God and citizens of God's kingdom, so that all the ways of the world that come and say, this is how you are to judge yourself, this is how you are to judge each other by your wealth, by the titles that you have, by the fancy robes that you wear, or the stylishness of your designer sneakers. That's him. To say none of those things define you. It is only Jesus who defines your worth, and Jesus has said you are valuable enough for him to give his whole life for. In our reading from Acts today, we hear the disciples. They're down one because Judas has betrayed Jesus. And they say, we should have 12 once again. And so they try to figure out who should be the 12th apostle. And they choose two candidates. Two candidates, both of whom have been with Jesus from the beginning of his baptism and seen his whole public ministry, who have been with him when he was crucified, who saw the resurrection, who saw him ascend into heaven. They pick these two candidates. And one of the candidates is named Joseph. And Joseph has two extra names. They are two titles. In the ancient world, you get these titles because you are a person of great renown in your community. His first title is Barsabbas, which means son of return, and his second title is Eustace, which means justified. You may recognize Eustace from the Lutheran phrase Eustace et peccator, sinner and saint at the same time. To say there is this man named Joseph who's got titles and names and reputation, and then there's this other guy named Matthias, and literally the only thing that's ever said about him in the whole Bible is that he is Matthias. And that he was with Jesus from the beginning. Now, the world would have us say, if you're going to pick two candidates, we'll obviously go for the one who's got the titles, who's got the prestige, whose name literally means that he's going to have a rate of return. Go for Joseph, of course. But when the apostles pray and let the Holy Spirit decide, the Holy Spirit decides Matthias. Because the Holy Spirit knows that the only thing that is needed of a disciple is that they have known Jesus in their life and are willing to share. That's what it means to be a disciple. And that's all that is required of these disciples that Jesus has chosen. And as he sends them out to the ends of the earth, they go to distant lands and meet distant peoples. And yet, no matter how far they go and no matter how many struggles or tribulations they go through, all but one of them die a violent death at the hands of the powers of this world that do not want people to hear the good news of Jesus. And yet, not a single one of these disciples is lost. Yes, they die, but not a single one of them turns away from the way of Jesus. Not a single one of them will leave the kingdom of God. Jesus says that he prays for protection for these disciples from the evil one, so that they may be one as we are one. That the disciples might be one with each other as Jesus is one with God the Father. And in that prayer, it comes to pass. For it doesn't matter how far these disciples walk. It doesn't matter what state or what nation they find themselves in. They know to whom they belong. And because of that, they are always united as citizens of God's kingdom. It doesn't matter how far they go because they belong to Jesus. And they are always one in him. Coulter, in the time that you have been here, you have accomplished so much. When you arrived, that very children's area where you are sitting, it did not exist. We literally did not have a place in this sanctuary for our children. You helped make that happen. You revitalized our Sunday school. You mentored four young people through 3 years of learning about their faith, culminating in them confirming the promises made at their baptism. And you taught us so many ways to serve our community, from distributing mattresses to people who lost their homes in the campfire, to putting together Camp Noah for the children who survived that same tragedy, to even more recently having our parking lot twice a month be a food bank. And now, as we'll hear, even today on your final day, once more, you are leading us to serve our community, having our congregation be the base of operations for a mobile food ministry. But to say, for all those things that you have accomplished, Coulter, your greatest ministry has always been letting Jesus shine through you. And so today, as Jesus did for his disciples as he sent them out, we will pray for you. And we all together will pray a prayer of protection, not from this world, but from the evil one, that you may always know who you are and to whom you belong as a beloved child of God, that you may always remember that your purpose is to witness to Jesus in everything that you do. And I ask that as you go forth into the world, you pray these same prayers for us, that whether in Montana or in California, we may be united together as one in Christ. Amen.